the Yom Tov of Hanukkah, the idea of Hoidah takes a very central place. Svasemis explains in the Lashon of the Gemara in Hanukkah and Shabbos, the Chaf Aleph and Beis, it says, the Shana Acheres, a year after the Nes of Hanukkah, Kovum v'asom yomim tovim bihalal v'hoidah. It says they made it yomim tovim bihalal v'hoidah. It doesn't say lihalal v'hoidah. It doesn't say they made yomim tovim that the purpose of the Yom Tov was for halal v'hoidah. The way they made them Yom Tov was through, through halal v'hoidah. Says the Svasemes, it remains forever that the amount that a Yid will have a kinyan, how much will he be zeichet to experience yomim tovim of Hanukkah is bihalal v'hoidah. If he midas a kinyan that he has in halal v'hoidah, that's how much he gets the chag. I'd like to try to understand why taka does it take such a central place. Every yontif kamat is connected to some sort of Yeshua Neis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, which we have to have v'hoidah. Why specifically in Hanukkah is v'hoidah so much in the forefront? So maybe we could explain like this. In Hanukkah, we don't only celebrate the Neis of Hanukkah. The depth of the Neis HaChanah was the Nitzachin of Klal Yisrael against Golus Yavon, against Malchus Yavon. Al-Nisim, Al-Mechomais, we had a Mechoma. And that was the real Neis of Hanukkah, that we triumphed and we beat and we conquered Yavon and everything they represent. One of the things, the basic Nekudas characteristics that are connected with Yavon is the idea of that they were the Musak of Kfira, of being a Kaifer. The Ramban in Parshas Achrimah, when he talks about Aristotle, which is at the beginning of the flourishing of the Malchus of Yavon, he says that he was machish kol davar she'enoi morgishle. Anything that he couldn't tap onto, he couldn't control, wasn't under his scepter of control, he totally denied. He was kaifer. There's a famous shtickle of a Talmud of the Gaon, a Mendel Shklover, in the Akdoma to the Bir Hagra on Ovis, and he says that the Gaon says the same exact idea. He says Aristotle wasn't aware there was a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says if Aristotle will come right now, would be able to show him everything in the entire galaxy, how it runs. It would be clear that you see that there must be godly, otherworldly intervention. Shimon HaTzadik was there at the time. Aristotle couldn't have showed him this. The answer was Zok the Gaon, he was a Kaifer Mitchila Vatzoif. He was a makir as boiroi mechavim limrid boy. What does that mean? That means Aristotle was a kaifer. He decided deep down to deny the existence of God. If you study historically, so the original flourishing of Malchus Yavon Be'etzim coincides with Bechlal, the whole musik of Kfira. Prior to that, previously, the Yetzirah was Avodah Zarah. At that point, Be'etzim was when there was a bittel, Chazal Mavatel Yetzirah Avodah Zarah. And with the inception of Malchus Yavon started Be'etzim on a wide scale, like upon him, the musik of being a kaifer, a person just, he doesn't believe in anything, he doesn't believe in any God. That means, whereas previously, the contra to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what clouded the awareness and the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this world was other gods. Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah. Now that stopped. Now all of a sudden, it was the ego of the human being. It was me, myself, and I. Was that the human being could do it by himself. There is no God. We don't need God. Kinnira, previously, it was apparent in the entire Bria. It was apparent that the running of this world can't be run by mere mortals. The running of this world is dependent on godly intervention. With the inception of Yavon, all of a sudden it became a new musik. No, we don't need, we're not dependent on a higher source. We're not dependent on any God. The ego of the human being, Be'etzem, started to cloud out the aura, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The opposite of Kfira, Be'etzem, is Hoidah. And Kinnira, this is why Hoidah is such a central part of Hanukkah. The Zelu Mazeh, our Kanshra, what we can battle, the idea of Kfira, the Koich in human being, a Koich as a Nefesh, being a Koifer, the exact opposite is the Musik of Hoidah. What is the idea of being Hoidah? What is the Koich and Koichas and Nefesh that a person has to flex when he wants to grow in being appreciative and thankful? So we'll say over the famous Yisoid, Rabbi Huttner, made famous, this source in Chazal. Huttner said, we find the Lashon Hoidah doesn't only mean thank you, Hoidah also means to admit, to acknowledge. when you admit that you owe someone money, you say Hayda. If you deny, you kaifer, but you say Hayda. Why? Because deep down in every single human being, one of the basic feelings in every human being is he has an ego that wants to stand erect, that doesn't want to feel dependent on another person. Zokt Rabbutner, when you acknowledged that someone did a taiva, what are you saying? You're saying, I needed you. That's what you're saying. You're announcing, you're declaring. You did me. I'm thankful. I owe you. I owe you for this taiva. I couldn't make it by myself. And the more you acknowledge that, and the more you realize in Mizbainin how much you needed to come on to the source of taiva, the more you are being machnir yourself, the more you be'etzem are saying thank you. The idea of being a thankful person is the exact opposite in Koichas HaNefesh of being a kaifer. A kaifer, a person wants to feel totally self-dependent. A kaifer is self-dependent. He doesn't want to feel like he's dependent on a person's needs. And obviously, he doesn't want to feel like he's dependent on a godly power. The Greeks made a whole society, a whole world, a system of life that ran without a Kadosh Baruch Hu that didn't exist previously prior on a wide-term scale. Now, there was a whole society of life where Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't part. We denied. The ego, the shtoltz of the human being was what stood and didn't allow that. Haidah is exact opposite. The person is able to go down and say and realize and say, no, I can't make it by myself. I need you. I need you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you take it a step further, I'd like to now understand, B'yesa says a little more, the idea of what the Sfas Emes says, that the way to be Kohen Chanukah is as much as we're made to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kinira, there are many levels in being appreciative of the nes, the specific nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with us, and then the nisim, the constant nisim that Hashem does. There's many levels. And if we grow in it, we're going to grow in the kinyan of the chag. How? Why? So I'm going to add on another point. The same idea, the same ego, the same shtoltz in a human being, which doesn't allow him to acknowledge, it also creates a mechitza. It also creates a mechitza of sorts between every individual and everything external, everything outside of him. When Shimon is not able to acknowledge the toiva that Reuven did for him, that his mother or his wife did to him, be'etzem, he be'etzem is saying, I am by myself. I'm not letting in the favor. I'm not digesting the favor that the other person did to me. When one person does a favor to another person, a toiva, be'etzem, besides the actual toiva, he's giving his concern, his thought process, my rotzen to have a shaykhis to you, to give to you, that's what he's giving. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Hanoisin matona toiva l'chaveru tzorech lo'idia. Reuven gives a toiva to Shimon. It's not only the actual toiva, he has to tell him it came from me. Why? Because beyond the actual gift is the connection that I wanted to give to you. I wanted to help you. Many people, when they receive the gift and they receive something, if they're not saying thank you, but etzem, what they're doing is they're just taking the toiva and they're not digesting it. They're not acknowledging and accepting into their system the thought process, the care and the concern, the nesino that the other person wanted to give to me. So be'etzem, what that causes is there's a mechitza. You stay separate and I stay separate. I'm self-independent. I'm standing on my own 2 feet. I have my koyim eskufa. Be'emes, when you understand this, you understand that haidah is really the digesting, really digesting properly the toiv of the other person. That's the full digesting, called being digesting, fully the digesting process. You come and you take it in and it becomes part of your system. The other person becomes connected to me. We say in Halal, Oidcha, Oidcha, Ki Anisoni Vatihi Li Lishua. Tavan HaMelech says, I thank you Hashem Ki Anisoni because you answered me. Vatihi Li Lishua. The Lashon sounds like a little bit in future tense, not in past tense. Vahoyu Li Lishua. Vatihi Li Lishua. It sounds like according to the amount that you're Moide, that's as much. Through the Oidah, then you get the Yeshua. Vatihi Li Lishua. According to what we said, this is the Hezber. In the amount that you're moideh and you appreciate and you realize how much Hashem did a Yeshua to you. You're not kaifer, you don't stand there and say, okay, no, I didn't really need it. You acknowledge, you go out of your way and you mizbayin in how much we were dependent on Hashem. How much Hashem saved us. And how much Hashem wanted to be a part of our life. Hashem with that Yeshua didn't only want to make a one-time savior. He wanted to connect to us to realize He's our Moshiach. Melech hoizer u'moshiach. When you appreciate the chait, the toiva, and you still under appreciation, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes connected to you. He is my Moshiach. It's not a one-time thing. This is how you digest the Yeshua. The Yeshua becomes more part of you. It becomes part of your life. And this is the oimik of what the Chassas Emes meant when he said, according to the amount that we have Eidah, that's how much we have the Chag. A person cannot concentrate on appreciation. There's a nice yontif that was done, a nice nes. the more he's misboinin, how much Hashem did for him then, and how much Hashem goes out of his way, and he acknowledges, and he digests how much Hashem is involved, how much he needs, how much he's dependent on Hashem, he realizes independently, eternally independent, dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Vatihil Yeshua. That's the feed hoida shana acheres kavum liam tovim behalav hoida. Feilchem Chanukah.